Okay, roll call.
Ballmer.
Here.
Craig. Deeth.
Here.
Denning.
Here.
DeRue. Hayek.
Here.
Kucera.
Here.
Malayabu.
Here.
Patel.
Here.
Item number two on the agenda is to adopt the draft minutes as presented or amended. Is there a motion to adopt the draft minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Second. Patel.
Second.
Seconded by
Malayabu.
I'll have to get, I'll pronounce your name eventually. That's so okay. I'm. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three is motion to accept correspondence. We have correspondence from Martha Hampel. Is there a motion to accept the correspondence?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Deeth, seconded by Kucera. Any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to say that I appreciate the refresher on both the events that happened and on my slightly foggy memory. Please forgive me if in October of leap years my life is kind of a blur.
Thank you. any additional discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Item number four is the review of the city charter. Tonight we're going to talk about the preamble and definitions. We have some suggestions that were sent to us by Commissioner Denning, and I'd like to have an opportunity now to visit and discuss those. And we're not going to make any decisions tonight. We're just going to get a consensus, and then we will circle back eventually when we approve those. So
I got some very excellent feedback today on a couple of additional, a couple more additions that come from the model charter commission report. So I've got copies of that, so people don't have to guess what that is. And I have a copy for you too.
Okay.
Pass those along. These two are.
Thank you.
I just would want to say, Commissioner Denning, and I spoke earlier today and want to appreciate and recognize her for really taking the time to provide references and really review and combine the documents for us. So so I thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Good job.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to it or from a discussion-wise?
No. Like you said, we will revisit this because perhaps at some time we will add or change something.
Right.
That will impact that. No, people should check for spelling errors or grammatical errors. That model charter commission report was amazing. Because
yes.
I would not have thought of any of these things. So
basically what Commissioner Denning did was she applied the example and also the City of Iowa City current charter and kind of combined them together with references to make it a really great preamble and number one review. When her and I spoke earlier, if you reviewed the packet prior to our meeting, what we added or discussed adding is 1A and B, just to be very specific on the goals that people should be included no matter what. So those are the things we added if you had reviewed this prior to
sure.
our meeting.
I really do appreciate this. It's great because
yeah.
I already started writing certain stuff about some number one and two. So what you wrote is actually close to what I was thinking. So thank you.
The other thing was adding item number five about environmental stewardship. So that
right.
was something. And that may be, too, something that we could look at as we go through. Are there things we need to do in other parts of the charter to reflect that principle? And the flowery language came from the charter review. I can't take credit for that.
The what language?
The flowery language, the treasuring the wonders of our environment.
It doesn't specifically say flowers.
No, that's true. Flowers, trees.
The one thing I would mention about the, I'll say the new addition to preamble, section one, subsection B about discrimination, is that the city has its own human rights ordinance, and it has a number of protected classes, and I'm not sure that those match what's listed here. Oftentimes, there's movement or addition to those protected classes. I think, you know, most recently, gender identity, for example, has been one, I think, that's been added recently, but our current provision against employment discrimination lists age, color, creed, disability, gender identity, marital status, national origin, race, religion, sex, or sexual orientation. It does not list military status.
Or physical.
Yeah, physical or mental. I mean, of course, you know, that's present in other state and federal law in terms of discrimination. So my only hesitation about listing all those things here in the charter, which doesn't get changed as often, is fear that it might quickly, you know, grow to be out of date, that it may not match. It sounds like it does not match what we've got elsewhere now. Not that we couldn't line that up, of course, mm-hmm. right now, but that that might be more subject to change in between. Mm-hmm. So that's just something to consider.
So could we, should we change it, Eric, perhaps to say something along the lines, or would your recommendation be something to say along the lines of discrimination is prohibited and based on whatever's in the city code,
right.
or
just to yeah, align just with take the wording directly from the city code?
Sure. We could do that again if we just took it directly from what's presently in city code. Then that may change. Now, of course, we could just say something like discrimination as prohibited by city code, you know, or state and federal or something, and thereby not have to worry about this charter language going to be out of date as
because
quickly.
Because it updates itself.
Sorry?
Because
it would update itself as the other ordinance and laws would change. Uh-huh. So that's something to consider.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
I do.
Make more sense.
Could you sort of repeat that discrimination? Well, I'm just not great at drafting on the fly. I mean, if you want, you could task me with coming back with some proposed language next time.
Let's do that.
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah, we just felt it was important to say something that discrimination is prohibited, period, to make sure that's stated. Thank you.
Eric, does 1A create any, give you any pause in terms of creating a legal risk for the city in any way?
Maybe.
I'm not saying it's not a laudable objective,
sure.
But.
Right. Right. For example, we don't employ sex offenders in the library.
Yes.
You know. I mean, maybe something like that would be kind of obvious that there would be some caveats in that, even if they're not stated herein, but, you know.
One thing perhaps you could, instead of shall have, use has, and then add something at the end, except where...
prohibited.
Or, except...
Well, the danger with prohibited is one might say, well, prohibited where? Show me.
As allowed by law or something like that.
Well, but sometimes it's not just law. Sometimes
well,
it's city policy.
The
you know. Well, I mean, I gather that the intent here is to, you know, convey the, you know, aspirational goal that everyone should have equal opportunities, you know, barring the kind of things that I was just mentioning,
mm-hmm.
To participate fully in the economic, cultural, intellectual life of the city. Again, I'd be happy to try to tweak this language a little bit so as to preserve our opportunities to, mm-hmm. You know, to what I'll characterize as legal discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
People always think discrimination is a dirty word, but, you know, we do it all the time, you know. We don't have blind bus drivers, you know. That kind of thing. So I'll if it's okay with the council or commission, I'll see if I can tweak that a little bit as well.
Yes, so you're going to, just to make it clear, you're going to tweak A and B about to make it so we don't have liability.
Right, yeah, that's the guidance I'm hearing from the commission, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think as we go through this, we just want to be really careful about unintended consequences and creating or inviting problems or challenges that would otherwise be avoidable.
Sure. Right.
You know, it's a good read. I mean, I'm struck by the cleanliness of this not even 20-page charter. I'm not saying we shouldn't make tweaks here or there, but I start from the perspective that it's a nice document. And so as we look at adding things or changing things, your input on, you know, careful what you wish for, careful what you insert would be really helpful.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you also kind of having those concerns in the forefront of your mind. Oftentimes when our office is drafting an ordinance that the city is considering, you know, a member of our office will draft it and then we'll present it to the rest of the attorneys in the office and say, break it. You know, tell me all the reasons this could go wrong. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's through that kind of process you kind of test it out to see. Of course, we can never anticipate everything, but, you know, I think that's a helpful process.
I also which hadn't occurred to me, again, you want this to be a living document that can change mm-hmm. In the interim so you don't lock things into place.
Right, and then of course that's more, you know, true of ordinances than the charter.
Right.
Again, you can amend charters between charter review commissions, but it's a little more involved than just a common ordinance amendment. So,
And I was going to also mention that I think it's helpful to understand that we address so many things through ordinances. I mean, we address most things, I'm sure, through ordinances, which are a lot easier to deal with and can adjust as circumstances, community values, external laws, et cetera, change.
The bar is kind of higher here.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. I think our goal should be to not have to go through during the next 10 years and correct something.
Charters are more kind of frameworks.
Yeah, right.
You know, the devil,
yeah.
You know, and the details, those are in ordinances or even resolutions and policies and so forth. So, these are kind of the big principles in the
also. I think with the language, it's great that you know the law and what to use in place so it doesn't create issue, because I've seen places where languages actually create conflict. So thank you for doing that.
Okay, anything else on the preamble? Any of the other comments? I assume, Eric, you'll look through all of this and then give us your report.
Sure. I mean,
I think that's just to be part and parcel.
Sure.
Discussion.
Yeah, and I'd reviewed the material that Commissioner Denning had proposed, and I didn't have any questions or comments about that. I just didn't, of course, hadn't seen this updated version here. So.
Mm-hmm. And that came right out of the, like, verbatim from the model.
Model,
just so you guys know, too, just because we...
The model did make the point. You have to look at everything through the lens of, you know, your specific thing.
Yeah.
Certainly when the charter started off 50 years ago, it was very, very simple. You know, it was a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's always good to look at it from that perspective, too, that we want to make sure what we're putting in there is relevant to.
Mm-hmm. And things have changed from the first time you started, a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've changed.
I like the I like the and responsiveness by city employees. That's always important for City Hall to keep in mind.
I have a question, sorry, for number four, the civility by city employee in their interaction with the public. What do you mean by that? Because if one take their coat off when they go outside, what they put on social media, I just want to understand what this phrase means, but interaction with the public.
Oh, I'm sorry, is that for me?
Yes.
You're asking what is meant by the, I'll say, current language of?
Correct, the civility by city employees in their interaction with the public.
Yeah, I think the idea is just that, you know, we take the mindset of being public servants and have kind of a customer satisfaction kind of view towards our interactions with members of the public. Now, obviously, there are limits there, you know, because, you know, certainly some members of the public would be happy to take up, you know, our entire day listening to their grievances and so forth, and of course, we've got other work to do. But we can still, but we can still engage with those folks to the extent that we do in a civil fashion as opposed to, you know, yelling at them or whatever.
And responsiveness, I think I made the point that responsiveness does not mean that you have to stay forever and listen to them or even, but, you know, again, customer satisfaction sort of is like if, you know, you give them, you tell them, I appreciate this, or you can tell them if that's not possible or what you're going to do to follow up. And so it's just more a matter of, yeah, making them feel like they've been heard.
Heard.
And, yeah.
Thank you.
Customer service. Anything else on the preamble?
No, I think it's good.
Well done, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice job.
And we're okay with, we haven't talked about five yet, really. That can't, was that straight from the model charter?
I think so. It looked to me like it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I'd expect, again, have that reviewed too by the, I just want to make sure that we're all.
Because you could define environmental stewardship a lot of different ways, I suppose. And is there anything that, yeah, that you can tell us if there's something that would, for some reason, run up against ordinance or?
Yeah, I mean, I read this and I was okay with it. Now, of course, there will always be those who accuse the government of not being fair. I mean, of course, what's fair in your mind is different than what it might be in mine. That's a bit in the eye of the beholder. But yeah, I didn't have any concerns reading this.
And likewise, that it creates some unforeseen exposure or liability.
I don't know, that we have not sufficiently treasured the many wonders of our unique environment. Yeah, I mean.
What does effective mean?
Right. Yeah.
Define effective, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, I get it. I just, yeah.
It's probably general enough to be okay.
I think so. I mean, you know, that's not to say someone might not look at this and say, you know, if we, you know, don't go to 110% of every environmental action, that we've somehow violated our charter. Well, you know, effective environmental stewardship. Well, maybe effective means, you know, one, fair and effective. Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right. Article 1, powers of the city.
I guess we skipped over definitions.
Oh, yeah, definition.
Yes.
Sorry. I wasn't sure if definitions were included in preamble or which.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I didn't think we had any other definitions.
All right, I'll just jump in. I talked about it a little bit last time, but I'd like to see those definitions of eligible and qualified elector merged into simply elector. And the definition of qualified elector, of eligible elector, excuse me, is closer to what current law is eligible to register to vote because of the election day registration law and such. So, and then just carry that through the document.
As I was kind of looking for it in the rest of the charter, qualified elector, and I didn't see it. Maybe I missed it. But that may be, there's a definition in there that's no longer needed.
There is a statutory definition of eligible elector, for what it's worth, in Iowa Code Section 39.3, sub 6, although, interestingly, not of a qualified elector in that same code section.
Historically, the distinction was already registered at current address, and that mostly referred to petitions.
Right, and that being a qualified elector, what you're describing, yes.
So you would recommend just striking that?
Yeah, just number 7, elector means eligible to register in Iowa City, strike 8, renumber, carry through the document.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with that?
That went by pretty fast. Can you say that again?
All right.
So let me pull up the charter again so I'm comparing apples to apples here. All right, and so you're looking to modify the definition of eligible elector, is that what you said?
Just make it elector, and then carry it through the document, and then remove the definition of qualified elector, which I don't think we're really using for anything anymore.
When you say just make it elector, do you mean not call it eligible elector anymore, just say elector?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a reason you wouldn't track the, I mean, given that it's the more inclusive definition, is there a reason you wouldn't just keep it as eligible elector, tracking the state code?
That'd be fine. If it's more inclusive definition is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
So what would you do with eight then, is it?
Well.
Just remove it, since I don't think we're even using it for anything anymore.
But we're just eligible elector, is that what we're using?
Keep seven, drop eight.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree. Actually, I was at home thinking eligible qualify, what's the difference? I was trying to go through the definition, means a person, mean a resident. Isn't a person a resident? Isn't a resident a person? So I think eight to be removed is good.
Mm-hmm. Any other definitions? Questions about relative to those?
And go through at the end and see if we've added anything that requires.
Exactly.
Right,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Eric, for number 12, would you mind just checking some time to make sure that those ordinance are still accurate for measure?
Well, the ones that are you talking about, for example, says ordinance 76-27?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are just lists of when that, not just measure, but the whole definition section has been amended through time. And so we wouldn't look for you as a commission to do anything with the parenthetical information that's listed at the end there. That's just, as you go through, like, for example, looking at section 1.01, you'll see at the end is ordinance 76-2792 and one, you know, from January 2nd of 1776. That just happens to be the last time that was amended.
It's like a legislative history.
Yes.
I was just checking for accuracy to make sure there's not been updates.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you asking.
Okay. Thank you, John. Anything else on definitions?
Yes, sir, I have a question on 12. So 3-12005, that's 2005, that's the last time it was updated?
Well, based on what I see there, I would want to look at that, the chart at the end to confirm that that's accurate, but that's at least what's suggested by that notation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that looks like the chart backs that up, that it was last amended March 1st of 2005.
Thank you.
All right, ready to move on to Article 1, Powers of the City?
Yes, sir.
So I didn't know whether shall have is a stronger language, and is that okay?
I think it reads better with shall have.
Good point. Thank you.
The addition of then was, I made a note. Microsoft Word was saying you need something there.
And that's what it says in the...
Now's when I would turn to our former library director.
Right.
She's gone.
She's the grammar person. Yeah. And then again, section 1.04 was taken from the Model Charter Commission report. And so again, we would have to look and see, is that all consistent with the
yes. I mean,
of
that's consistent with, I will quote chapter 28E. I would... I will spend a bit more time reviewing this and comparing it to Chapter 28E, which grants the same authority, basically what's being described here, to make sure there aren't any inconsistencies that might inadvertently limit our ability to do so.
And I recall plenty about 2080 agreements, but they usually involve the county or the school district.
Right.
I don't know if that statute speaks to other states. And I don't know if Iowa City has ever partnered with Wyoming. on anything. So that'd be part of your review.
Okay, anything else under powers of the city at this point?
Good changes.
Okay. All right. Item 5, tentative meeting schedule. What I would propose that in May we start to have robust discussions about Article 2 as it relates to council districts. Start that conversation and then ultimately get into, because let's face it, that's the one that's getting the most discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that and the mayor, the position of the mayor. So I think we need to spend at least May on that part of the equation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and for public comment, then we can figure out how to divide it up. We're going to cover these things at this meeting rather than, I think it would be easier than trying to have a discussion on all the things.
On what now?
So trying to have a discussion on all of Article 2 as opposed to
right.
saying.
Right. No, yeah, I think what we'll try to, at this point, we'll try to just concentrate on the council districts and the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the ones that really are, at this, are really going to take our time because
right.
it's going to require some yeah. discussion and if the majority of the commission wants to go ahead with some of the suggestions that have been made, then there are some other, it will impact other parts of the charter for sure. So does the schedule look for everybody in May, Tuesday, May 14th, Thursday, May 23rd? Does that mm-hmm. work out for most people?
I will be mm-hmm. gone, both of those.
May 14th and...
Great.
What's that?
That's unfortunate. You'll be gone.
So I will, if it's appropriate, I will send in written comments.
That's great.
Okay.
Please
good.
Do. You're going to have another bite at the apple,
oh, yeah,
too.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Many bites.
Yeah.
I'll be cutting it close to get here on the 23rd, but I will be getting here because live voting starts on May 15th. So.
Okay.
Hey, we got a ballot back already.
Is wow. Tuesday and Thursday still working for everybody?
Does that those days work for everybody? City staff, okay.
Tuesday the 14th and Thursday the 23rd, is that
correct?
What you said? Okay. I'm okay.
And then
with
we've
that.
Got two dates in June that, if that would be amenable to everybody, I think we should try to look ahead to those also so we can continue on our journey.
Mm-hmm. And
June will be better than May for me.
We can kind of say we're going to work on Article 2 in May, and then if it turns out we need more time, then we can.
Right. Yeah. That's the way I would assume, too.
Yeah.
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 And are we planning to spend 45 minutes on discussion and then wait for public comment?
I would think so.
For
yeah.
15 minutes,
yeah.
maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how,
otherwise,
the time, how the time goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds
yeah.
good.
Okay. Any other discussion on the meeting schedule? Item number 6 is community comment. This is the time that we are going to ask that anybody that would like to address the commission on the topics that we have just discussed, we cannot interact with you. We'll listen. We'll take those comments and certainly consider them. I'd ask that you give us your name and address, if you could, and limit your comments to 3 minutes, please.
Hello. Chairman, can I ask, can they discuss what we discussed previously or just for today? For public comment.
Members of the public can comment on anything they
right.
want to,
right.
Well, related to
yeah.
The commission's work. Yeah, but the chair is correct in that you don't want to engage in back and forth commentary.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the floor is open.
Hi, I'm Martha Hample. I just appreciate that there's time for public comment. That's
it? Well, that's easy. Thank you. Anybody else? Seeing nobody? Item number 7, move to adjourn. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I'll second.
Move to Patel. Second of my marriage.
Maliabo.
Maliabo. It's a beautiful name. I just.
That's okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. We'll see you in May.